from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's having a nice start to their day, and this whole Microsoft deal isn't making your work day really difficult. Because it's annoying for us. I think the worst is past us, but hopefully your day isn't totally screwed up by this thing. Maybe some of you are going to be told not to come into work, and maybe you'll get a long weekend. At any rate, we're happy you're starting your day with us, and you can give us a ring at 412-928-9370. You can tweet us at @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, @Callis_33. And as always, you can text us. I'll have access to that in a couple of minutes at 412-928-9370. Seems like this is going to be a poppin' happening weekend at PNC Park. First two games of the series, including tonight, sold out. Going to be a bunch of Phillies fans. Probably in attendance, it is Yinzer Palooza. And then Sunday, there's going to be about 30,000 people, last I checked, that are going to be here. And they're going to be watching these Buccos.
You'll be one of them.
And I will be one of them. And I am bummed out to find out, no offense to this man, that Marco Gonzalez is starting. And so tonight, you got 66 games left in the season, Doran. If you go 36-30, you wind up with 84 wins. 84 wins last year would have got you either the second or third wild card. So two NL teams got in with 84 wins. You go 36-30, and you've got a good shot, perhaps, of making the playoffs. And you got the best team in baseball coming to town. And Mitch Keller pitched 3 innings his last time out because they wanted to save him. Wanted to be thoughtful. Wanted to get him some rest. Get him a nice break. He's pitched 100-plus innings before the All-Star break. And he ain't going to pitch this series. You start with Marte Perez, then you go to Luis Ortiz, and then you go to Marco Gonzalez. I understand why it's not Skeens, because you want to give him extra rest. And you want him to pitch against St. Louis and then against Arizona, two teams you're battling for wild card supremacy against. But why Mitch Keller wouldn't get tossed in a series against Major League Baseball's best team when he's had significant rest, that I don't understand. Why do you think they did it this way?
Because they want to go back-to-back with Skeens and Keller against St. Louis and give a little preview of what could be maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And make sure they secure that series. Make sure that they can catch some and gain some ground on St. Louis. Because St. Louis is what? They're second right now, right? Yes, they're second.
Second in the division, and they hold one of the wild card spots.
If you kind of weigh each one, like, yes, okay, the Phillies are the Phillies, but, you know, if you can almost not, you know, you never can guarantee a win, but if you can give your best effort to secure a series and pitch Skeens and Keller back to back, I don't hate that.
Gives you your best chance to win a series, yes, against a rival in St. Louis.
And a team that you need to beat in the race.
The only reason, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. The only reason I don't love it is something that you've talked about this week. It's continuing that momentum.
True. Yeah.
You go into the break winning 6 of 7 games. You won 3 games for the first time consecutively since early May. You're on a four-game winning streak. The Buccos were as hot as they've been since the first week and a half of the season, and a break could thwart some of that momentum, but then you throw out legitimately your worst three starting pitchers as the rotation is currently constructed without Jared Jones, without Bailey Falter, and you're doing it against the best team in baseball. It doesn't mean you don't have a shot. It's baseball. Weird things happen in baseball. It's a big sample size sport, but you've got the Phillies throwing Aaron Nola today, who has double-digit wins in a sub-350 ERA. They're going to throw Sanchez, and then they're throwing one of their not-great starting pitchers in the final game of the series. But advantage Philly. You've got two pitch-to-contact guys, Perez and Gonzalez, and Luis Ortiz isn't a great strikeout guy compared to his previous self, but he can miss some bats. Luis Ortiz, I'm fine, fine. You got to pitch three guys in this series.
Yeah, right. They're gonna. Right? Yeah.
So someone other than Skeens or Keller was going to pitch, and you like what Luis Ortiz has done, and Marco Gonzalez has been very good. But to start off the series with, honestly, yeah, your worst starting pitcher when you had a chance to continue momentum, it irks me. And maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill here. You tell us at 412-928-9370. You can still call. Again, 412-928-9370. Worst, like if you weren't going to start Keller, I would not have had Perez start the series. Fly ball pitcher against this prodigious Phillies lineup, and they've got Aaron Nola on the bump. I probably would have gone with Gonzalez, or I would have gone with Luis Ortiz before Martin Perez. Can we at least meet on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. To start off the series, definitely. What you said, Ortiz, right?
Yeah, I would have probably gone with Ortiz.
Same
or
here.
Gonzalez. Honestly, I'm fine with Gonzalez. He's pitched really well for the Buccos this year.
No, I'm with you. But maybe you just want to get this one out the way. I don't know. I'm trying to comprehend the logistics of it, and I don't know anything other than,
well, I have a conspiracy theory, perhaps.
Let's hear it.
Because I'm trying to just think it through.
Right, same.
I get giving Skeens extra rest, and to an extent, I get giving Mitch Keller extra rest because of the way his second half went last year. He was not the same guy in the second half. But maybe they want to showcase Martin Perez.
Yeah.
As a potential trade chip.
Yeah, good call.
A piece on MLB.com. It might have been The Athletic yesterday. Can't tell because my internet ain't working over here. People don't care to hear me bitch. But I think it was The Athletic where they wrote about the 10 starting pitchers that are most likely to get moved before the deadline. Martin Perez was not on the list, but I could see him pitching himself into that. He was a valuable bullpen piece for a World Series champion last year, was in the rotation for most of the year. He's a lefty. He can eat innings. And I don't think that this is a guy that is going to be highly sought after. I don't think any contending team is going to look at Martin Perez and say, oh, he's a difference maker. But let's just say if you're the Orioles and you need a body,
yeah,
because their rotation is not in shambles, but kind of close. I'm not saying the Pirates trade him to the Brewers, but the Brewers just did something similar when they traded for Savali. They weren't going out and getting an impact arm, but they needed somebody else to fill a rotation. If Martin Perez has a couple of starts now before the deadline instead of just one start before the deadline, and he pitches well, maybe you can offload him to somebody else.
Good call.
You don't really need him.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, very, that's intelligent of you.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm impressed.
I got one.
I'm impressed. I like that.
Mark
theory.
That down. What is it? 6:07. What is today's date? I don't even know. I want to write this down.
With that being said, I mean,
July 19th.
I can't wait to see the lineup because I wonder who else would be falling into that realm of potential trade bait.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything odd about the lineup, I mean, there's always things that are odd about the lineup. But if there's somebody in there, it's like, wonder why he's in there. Oh, okay, maybe
a little showcase.
A little showcase. Yeah, I like that. I like that thought a lot.
We have talked an awful lot about what prospects the Pirates may be willing to part with to get help here. And guys that we really haven't talked about are Jack Sawinski and Henry Davis. Now, Henry Davis still in AAA, Jack Sawinski not. Jack Sawinski having an abysmal season, hitting far below, well below 200. But a guy who hit 26 homers last year, I wonder if he could be a fairly valuable trade piece. I don't think I would punt so quickly on Henry Davis, a guy that you picked 1-1 not that long ago. But Jack Sawinski hit 26 homers last year. Jack Sawinski hit, I think, 20 homers in his first year, just coming up from Double A. This is a guy that has shown the ability to have power as a major league hitter. I do wonder if other teams might be interested in a Jack Sawinski as a piece that is not a, you know, big time prospect
attached to something.
Yes.
Yeah. He's an attachment piece. He's like, hey, he's a sweetener. You know,
yes.
Sweetener. Oh, hey,
he's a Splenda.
Yeah, he's a Splenda. He's that raw sugar that I can't stand. That whenever places have just raw sugar, I don't like
the raw sugar.
No,
like the crystallized sugar.
Crystallized. It's weird.
Yeah.
But he could be a sweetener. So now, see, I would part ways with Henry Davis though if there was something. Because I feel like you do have an array of catchers. And Joey Bart, he's played fantastic since they've acquired him. And he's a number two pick overall. So he has pedigree. And you could kind of make up with the Henry Davis of the pedigree of the, you know, top pick and kind of him coming to his production. You're also getting Andy Rodriguez back
next
year.
That's right.
And then Jason DeLay, whatever his situation is. And then you could part ways with Osmani Grandal. But for this year, I mean, I'd part ways with Henry Davis because it's kind of a swap with Joey Bart, even though Joey Bart is playing a lot better.
Man, that's a really good point. Joey Bart has been outstanding. And we can get into this later on in the show because I am interested to hear whether or not Pirates fans believe that this team could go, let's say, 36-30 down the stretch. If they are to do that, I think Joey Bart being the primary catcher would help.
Yes.
I know that Grandal is really well-respected by Skeens, by Keller, and maybe he could be personal catcher for those guys, although if they're going to go back-to-back in the rotation, now you'd have Yasmani Grandal back-to-back in the starting lineup, and you'd have some day games after night games, whatever. Joey Bart has played well enough to merit being the 5 out of 7 days of the week catcher.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And coming back from the injury, too. What was his injury again?
I forget what exactly was ailing him, but he was really good before the injury.
And then he came back
solid.
And he just picked right up.
Yeah.
He's been very good.
Big time change of scenery guy. You might have convinced me already that Henry Davis could be somebody that you move. And if you're in Oakland, let's say, and you're a franchise that's going to move locations, and you're trying to really build back from the studs, and you've got Brent Rooker, and you've got J.J. Bleda. Henry Davis was a top prospect in Major League Baseball not that long ago.
Right.
And in a draft where there wasn't a clear 1-1, you can argue, you know, he was one of the 10 best players in the draft. That should still be able to get you some value.
Yes.
And then maybe you don't have to part with a big-time pitching prospect or, I don't know, Tamar Johnson.
Right.
I don't hate it.
I mean, I look at it like, you know, even first-round picks in the NFL. Like, there's a lot of first-round picks that don't pan out, but they always play a lot of years in the NFL because they were a first-round pick. Like, they always will get opportunities because of that pedigree of being a first-round pick. Like, usually there's a unison of a grade of a guy that everybody can align with. That it's like, if you're a first-round pick, especially a top-10 pick, you were a first-round pick. So we can maybe get that out of you at some point. We're a different club. We could figure out how to tap in to that pedigree. I'm sure that there's some teams out there that's like, okay, like Henry Davis, you know, he's been up and down, not really that good, but he still was a 1-1 pick. We can figure that out.
And he was crushing the ball in the minor leagues, and the Pirates started screwing with him.
Right.
I'm sure that there's an organization, at least one out there, that goes, oh, we can fix that guy.
For sure.
No doubt. I mean, Devin Bush comes immediately to mind. He got in hot water because at training camp, he was asked, like, do you think you'll be around next year with the Steelers? And he said, well, I know I'll be around as a first-round pick.
Exactly.
And people crushed him for it, but he was going to land on his feet. Because to your point, first-round picks always seem to land on their feet. So we got a lot of balls in the air right now at 412-928-9370. Do you think the Buccos might be starting Martin Perez as a little bit of a showcase? Would you part ways with Jack Sawinski or a Henry Davis in a deal in lieu of giving up a big-time prospect or maybe as a sweetener in a deal? 412-928-9370. We'll hear from you on that coming up next, and we'll look more at this Buccos and Phillies series where there's going to be a whole bunch of Philly fans in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Town.
No, oh, everything is just...
Son of a bitch! This is ridiculous.
Should I dump that?
No, I think I can say that. I hope I can say that. This is terrible. Give me 1 second here. I can't. I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. This is just...
You good?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to borrow a line from one of my heroes in this business, who I think is very good, and that's Dan Lebatard, who says... sometimes that his production over there is a marching band to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They just march off into the... We're just aimless. We're just following the conductor. We have no idea where we're going. That's what's happening today.
And the road leads to nowhere.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And so what has happened here is that we're dealing with all these technical difficulties that everyone, I'm sure, is dealing with right now at their own given places of business. And there's flights grounded all across the country. And... hospitals are having computer problems because of some update that Microsoft's third-party security system underwent overnight. So everyone's dealing with this stuff. Well, I can't log into my computer that I usually log into, so I was in a different seat. Well, Callis said, you're all set up to go. Now I got to take a poo. I was dealing with all the technical difficulties, my body clock. I have to go to the bathroom. So you guys are coming in raw dogging it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I said I'm going to sit at the other seat.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So I am sitting at the other seat where I have computer access, but he doesn't have the microphone turned on.
Of course.
In the other room.
Of course.
So it's just one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
One of those
days. At least it's Friday.
Yeah. I rarely actually ever honestly count down to the weekend because we have so much fun doing our job. It's mm-hmm. a fun job. If you can't have fun doing this, you're a total loser. Just get us to 10 o'clock today, though.
Honestly.
For God's sakes. So here's the question. The PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll. TrustPJ.com. Would you trade Henry Davis. And we got a tweet from Critiques. What is it? Media Critiques or?
Sports Media Sucks.
Yes, that guy.
Mark in the Berg.
Yes, who is a big-time listener to the show and says, you guys sound like callers. You're not going to get anything for Henry Davis. Well, a couple of things here. Henry Davis has played 91 Major League games in his career. That's it, 91 games. Now, he's hitting like 140 this year. So, to Mark's point, the Pirates would be selling low, and you would be giving up on a guy before he ever even played a full season's worth of Major League Baseball games. You would not get a ton for a Henry Davis just straight up. That much I agree with. But there have got to be organizations out there that think that Henry Davis does have some value. I'm not saying you're going to get Brent Rooker for Henry Davis. But I do think there's a possibility that with another piece and you package Henry Davis, that you may well be able to get something. To your point in the previous segment, Dorn, he was the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
And that was just a few years ago.
Yeah, he's 24 years old.
His career could still blossom.
Yes.
He might be a right fielder someplace else. Maybe he's a catcher someplace else. Maybe he's got value as a DH someplace else. But this is a guy that hit at every level and then didn't at the big leagues. And if you're another organization, you might think, oh, we have the key that can unlock all this untapped potential from Henry Davis. Now, we got another tweet, and I think this is a good one. Would not trade Henry Davis in a Taylor Ward deal, but would trade him as a piece, if necessary, in a Brent Rooker deal.
Yes.
I'd be down with that.
For sure.
I understand exactly the point there. Because you don't want to give up on Henry.
Right.
But if getting rid of Henry could net you a legitimate stud, and he's a part of the deal, then yeah, absolutely you do it.
But okay, what is Henry Davis, whenever it's an end-all, be-all, if you have this vision for him, and I know that you picked him, you don't want to give up on people that you've grown and developed. What is he? Like, what is he going to be? Is he a right fielder? Is he going to, like, morph into a first baseman?
Could he be your first baseman, yeah.
I mean, is he a backup catcher? Like, what? I don't know. He's kind of floating. Like, what is the plan for him?
Right.
And I'm sure he probably wants to know that as well. Like, I mean, yeah, he's going to be catcher this year, but that was only by default because Andy Rodriguez got hurt.
I remember what happened to him, by the way. It was the concussion.
Who?
Henry Davis.
Right.
Yeah, he had I forgot what his injury was.
No, Bart, we were talking about.
Oh, we were talking about Bart. I'm an idiot. Marching band of nowhere.
Bart.
What's
the plan?
I look at Henry and I wonder the same thing.
Like, so that's why I'm willing. It's like, I don't think that they know.
If Andy Rodriguez was healthy and able to be a part of this team, I don't know where Henry Davis would have fit in this year.
Exactly.
Is he your backup catcher slash...
Right fielder?
Right fielder slash sometimes DH?
Probably. So there's three positions.
And he's not good defensively at any one of those positions. He was a disaster in right field. He's got a frying pan for a glove behind the plate. And really, we haven't seen him at first base, and that's not an easy transition. I'm sure that if given time, the athlete that he is, the guy, how hard he works, he could do it. But if you could get Brent Rooker for a package of one of your big-time pitching prospects, Henry Davis, and then like a player to be named later or something, I would do it. Now, I am scared to hell of Taylor Ward. I don't know if you heard this. So the PM team had an Angels beat writer on yesterday, and they asked him about Taylor Ward because of the Paul Zeiss report that the Buccos have been engaged in trade talks with them for Taylor Ward. And he said that Ward has been in a horrific slump since mid-May, where he's hitting 160 since mid-May. He's basically the reverse Rowdy Tellez.
Yes.
He has been that bad since mid-May. So you don't really know what you'd be getting in him. Are you getting the guy who he was the first portion of the season, or are you getting the guy that he's been the last couple of months? And he got hit in the face last year, Taylor Ward. And this beat writer told Pony and Muller that Ward thinks he's getting pitched inside more. He's getting preyed upon because he got hit in the face.
Yeah, he's tentative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if he's admitting that, you know he's thinking that. So I actually, upon hearing that interview yesterday, I scratched Taylor Ward from my wish list. And so to give up on a guy like Henry Davis, who's only played 91 career Major League Baseball games, for a player who's gun-shy, you can't do that.
No.
Now, if you could get Taylor Ward for your 15th best prospect or something like that, he's worth a flyer, but he's not worth giving up anything substantial for.
No.
Is Callis back yet?
No, he's not.
Sweet mother of all things holy.
Of course he's not.
I can't kill him too bad because everything got all screwed up this morning, and I myself had to make an emergency bathroom trip. You saw me sprinting out of here after the segment ended. He's doing the same thing right now. But I'd like to take phone calls.
Yes, his priorities are out of work sometimes.
Yeah, they
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm. We still don't have a read, so.
Still no reads, yeah. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you'd like to weigh in on the Henry Davis conversation. Jack Sawinski, I think, is going to have a massive impact on this second half of the season for the Buccos in that he's either going to be part of this lineup and you hope he could revert some way into a facsimile of what he was last year, or I wonder if he might be another piece that you could move on from as a sweetener in a deal. And I hate to give up on a guy, again, who has 35 homer kind of potential, you have to figure. But if he's a piece that could help net you a big-time player as the third or fourth player in a deal, I'm down. Like if Oakland says, Brent Rooker, we need to find a way to somehow replace some of what we're letting go for a player who's cost-controlled for the next few years, I could see them looking at Jack Sawinski and thinking, okay, he hit 26 homers before. Let's get some big-time prospects for Brent Rooker, and then here's a player that we might feel like could help at the major league level and we still think we could get something out of.
Mm-hmm.
I would do something like that.
I think teams would look at Sawinski as, yeah, a potential, you know, home run hitter as he was at one point. But I don't think the Pirates are in a place where they can waste time of waiting around for him,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. Like, there's teams out there that would be in a position to wait around. I think where the Pirates are at right now, they don't have time to wait around for him. And if you can get something for him, I would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
I don't see him turning it around on this portion of the season.
We have eyes.
Yeah.
And when McCutchen was struggling and his batting average was low, and guys like Starkey were saying, you have to consider DFAing McCutchen. I said, no, he's still hitting the ball hard. He's been really the product of a lot of bad luck. You can see him coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Reynolds, you could see him coming around. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it with Rowdy. I'm not seeing anything from Jack Sawinski that makes me
Nothing.
Go, oh, he's getting close.
I could even see it with Cruz. You could see whenever
yes.
he's locked in.
Yes.
Even Hayes, you could see he's whenever he's
yes.
locked in.
Three of the last four games, Hayes has multiple
yes.
hits, and he's going the other way, and he's hitting the ball in the air. You're not seeing any of that with Jack Sawinski.
Sawinski does not look confident at the plate, ever.
No. And
ever.
So you would be settling low again on him, but I could see a team going, all right, if we're giving up a major league bat, we need high-end prospects, but we also need to be able to replace that bat. And you're taking a flyer on Jack Sawinski, but he's not all that far removed from being an impact bat.
Right.
And Brent Rooker's the guy. As we circle who we want, like, in our heart of hearts, who would make the most sense, this guy is cheap. He is one of the best OPSs in Major League Baseball. I think he's eighth in the sport in OPS. He's hit 21 homers. He hit 30 last year. He's making jack crap this season. And then arbitration there in the follow. That's the guy right there.
Yes.
And if you have to part from a Solomato and they want a Sawinski or they want a Henry Davis, that's the guy where you would do something like that for. Oh, just what I need is Callis's music to remind me of just how much I'm annoyed with him right now.
Why are you annoyed with him?
Because I've been trying to fix my computer and he said he could fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wait for the first break. Okay. Well, in the first break, he goes and takes a poo, so he couldn't fix it while on the toilet.
To be fair, you
just did. Just wait. You'll have your chance. And he then, quote unquote, fixes it. After I've switched seats, I've changed my login to the text line. I couldn't remember my password. I had to get a new password. So I finally set everything up on this crappy computer here. I moved the camera so that people could see my bright, smiling face on YouTube and on 93.7thefan.com. We get everything situated over here. And Callis then comes in, works on my computer, goes, oh, I fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's laughing very hard. I knew I could fix it. You didn't think I could fix it. Well, you said you'd fix it in the first break, and you were blowing it out your backside. So you couldn't fix it then. Well, then I move everything back, and I switch the camera back, and I go back to my normal computer, and everything's back going over there. Log in safe mode. He figured it out, except he didn't, because in safe mode, there's no internet.
Mm.
And so he said, well, at least you can use the call screener. No, you can't. No freaking internet.
Did
so
you
now
know
I'm back
that,
to the other spot.
Did you know that there was no internet in safe mode?
No. Mm-hmm. But what I did fix was you said it kept restarting, and I fixed the restart problem.
Oh, great.
I never said that I could.
Oh, great. Now I can log in, but I can't do anything.
It's so easy
it's for like
you to get
It's like a poop-flavored lollipop.
Why can't you appreciate that I'm trying to be helpful? And I don't think any other producer that works here could have at least gotten that to stop, like, automatically restarting.
Oh, great. We got it to stop automatically restarting.
Can't do anything with it.
Oh, no, man.
He turned you off.
You okay?
He turned
oh,
you
sorry,
off.
I turned
And I can't
off.
Even tell when he turns my microphone off because at this particular location here in the studio, the headphone jack's all screwed up. So if I turn my head slightly in one direction or the other, I can't hear myself in the headphones.
Look, you see what I was dealing with for a year when I was sitting in that seat for...
Why do minor...
Man, you got screwed with this seat.
A lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Why do minor inconveniences just make you so upset?
It's not.
And why do people trying to be helpful to you?
Because Callis, it would be totally different. It would be totally different if you didn't take a 15-minute poop break, and
you went too.
And then I went during a break, and it was all figured out. You left. We wound up taking the last segment 3 extra minutes long because you still weren't back. You're affecting the content negatively.
Yeah, you went long because I was gone. That's. Come on now.
No, we did.
That's exactly what happened. Because
you go long all the time.
We could not go to break because...
We literally couldn't. We were handcuffed.
You weren't there.
That is true.
So why don't you take some accountability?
I think it's 50-50 here. I think
I'm
you guys can
What have I done?
Because he tried to fix your computer and he did
he
in
failed.
A sense.
He failed. He didn't fix it at all.
You logged in. You can get your stuff. I'm sure that you keep saved documents and files on that computer. If you needed that, you could have got it.
What good does it do if I can't use the internet or the call screener over there? I can't do anything with that computer. All I can do is log in. So it looks
like
I can do
Could you play
stuff.
Sound for that from that computer?
Yeah, but I could do that from here and use the internet.
But that mouse is going to crap out in a second watching. You're going to be absolutely irate.
All I'm saying is whenever things go wrong in your land, I don't bring it on the air. I'm very much like, you know what? I'm grateful for Crowley. He's a great guy.
I am a great guy. Thank you.
You know, but when I minorly inconvenience you or when I try to help, you're always like,
Minorly. Again, we took the last segment 3 minutes too long because you were not here. You can tweet us. I can finally tell you what that's brought to you by because we finally got the reads at 412-928-9370. That's actually the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection. Decompressed.
You guys good?
We're good.
Callis, are you good?
I don't trust he's fine, but I'm okay.
Who is leading the Open Championship right now, Doran? Can you see it behind me?
Shane Lowry. And something brown. They're tied for first at 6 under.
That update from Royal Troon brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not getting fit outdoors, you're not getting fit. I hope this isn't the case, guys, but I think that it might have weighed in on the Pirates' decision. You got Yinzerpalooza this weekend. The first two games sold out. You got 30,000 people expected to be there on Sunday. So you don't pitch Keller, you don't pitch Skeens because you don't need to boost the attendance numbers.
No, yeah, you don't. And you could use that for something that you feel is more beneficial in a series against a team that is more beneficial to you.
Yeah.
So logistically, I think they got it right.
I do think it's more about that. It's more about Cardinals, Diamondbacks, and those are the two teams right ahead of you in the wild card race.
Right.
I do think that is the main reason why Skeens isn't going in this series, why Keller's not going in this series. You want those guys to pitch those two subsequent series. I think that's the main reason. I think the secondary reason is, and maybe it's tied for first, is just protecting their arms. But I do bet that the attendance figures already being what they are before the starters was announced was at least part of it. at least something that they thought about. Like we
yes.
we could throw Skeens on Sunday and it's a great attendance pop, but wait a second. We already got 30,000 plus coming. I bet you it factored into the math, maybe in a small way, but I bet you it factored in a little bit.
So the Cardinals game's at home too, right?
Yeah, starting on Monday.
So you can, if you kind of plan this out revenue wise and you know that you have your attendance for the Philly series, and that's just going to be a big, just it's an awesome game that people are going to want to see. If you can somehow win two,
take two,
and then you go into the Cardinals series with Keller and Skeens, you're getting six games at home where you're probably going to make the bulk of your revenue
mm-hmm.
this year and probably more. That's probably where you're going to go surpass what you probably your goal was as with revenue this year.
Well, and I want to get into that a little bit later on in the show, perhaps in 10 minutes, actually, is the attendance numbers for the Pirates compared to last year. They're tracking way better. Compared to 2 years ago, it is night and day. So we will get into that coming up in about 10 minutes, what that might mean, and if you're buying in on the Buccos. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I also am excited for the atmosphere this weekend because I liken it a little bit on steroids to like high school football or to college football. There are going to be a ton of Philly fans here. Because in most instances, it's cheaper to get tickets to the Pirates and see the Phillies play than it is to get tickets at Citizens Bank Park and see the Phillies play. So you're going to have a lot of red up in the stands. And I kind of dig that. Like I would much rather it be 38, 40,000 Buccos fans. But the back and forth, it's going to be a loud stadium. And the way that this usually works is one fan base pushes the other. It's mm-hmm. going to be at a fever pitch. And I can't wait to get down there. On Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And I don't know. I would like to know what the Phillies think of the Pirates right now. You know, I mean, the Phillies are the Phillies. We know what we think of them. They're, I mean, one of the best teams in baseball. But do the Phillies look at the Pirates like kind of how the Steelers always looked at the Browns right now? Or is it like, oh, man, you know, this Pirates team's actually pretty decent this year. This is actually going to be a good series. This is actually going to be a good game. I don't know how they're going to, I don't know how they think over there about the Pirates or if they even think of them at all.
Right. Just a little stepbrother.
Yeah.
If Skeens were going, if Keller were going, I think they'd walk up in here and be like, all right, we got ourselves right. a little bit of a challenge. But Martin Perez, Luis Ortiz, and Marco Gonzalez, it doesn't have the same kind of cachet.
So maybe like, 48 hours ago, it was a different feel for Phillies fans than it is right now,
mm-hmm.
knowing that these are the pitchers that are going to be going against the Phillies.
Yeah.
They probably anticipated, like you just said.
Skeens and Keller probably leading yeah. things off. The weird thing about it is, too, and I wonder if there's a respect thing here or if it's just they got their own goals set ahead of them. But they're not throwing Ranger Suarez in this series. They're not throwing Zach Wheeler in this series either. So you can make a legitimate argument that they're not throwing their best two pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get down there. It wouldn't be a miracle if the Pirates won this series. But, boy, it sure is more of an uphill battle now with who the Pirates are throwing. And I hope that it doesn't sap all their momentum. Because we could talk about, hey, listen, St. Louis and Arizona upcoming, in those games, they feel like they take on more weight because you're competing with those teams head-to-head for a wild card spot. But if you lose three in a row to Philly, those count in the standings, too.
Yes. Yep.
Like that sucks. All right, 412-928-9370. That is the phone number if you want to give us a ring. And I want to know if you're buying in to the Pirates or if the reason you're going to games right now is because of Paul Skeens. Here are the numbers. The Pirates, like we said, have two sellouts today and tomorrow this weekend. Expected to be 30K plus on Sunday. They've averaged 25,000 fans a game since Skeens made his debut. Last year, they only averaged 20K. The year before that, it was 15K. The year before that, I didn't realize it was this bleak. We averaged 10,000 fans going through the turnstiles at PNC Park. So the attendance numbers are going up, up, up. Are you buying in on the Buccos? Or is this more just about the Skeens phenomenon? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. First, though, fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.